The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 11, 1990 in Sridham, Mayapur. The class was given on the Gorpanim Day, and it was a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 18th Chapter, 23rd Verse.
Aham hi prishto ravano bhavadhi achaksha atma vagavo jayava navapatam chatma samam patatrinas tata samam vishnu gatin vipashtita. Aham, my humble self, he certainly, Krishna, asked by you, Aryamana, as powerful as the sun, Bhavadvi, by you, Achakshe, may describe, Atma, Avagama, as far as my knowledge is concerned. Atra, herein, Yavan, so far, Nabha, sky, Patanti, fly, Atma Samam, as far as it can, Patatrina, the bird, Tata, thus, Sama, similarly, Vishnu Gati, knowledge of Vishnu, Vibhashtitaha, even though learned. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O Rishi, who are as powerfully pure as the sun, I shall try to describe to you the transcendental pastimes of Vishnu as far as my knowledge is concerned. As the birds fly in the sky, as far as their capacity allows, so do the learned devotees describe the Lord as far as their realization allows. Translation. O Rishi, who are as powerfully pure as the sun, I shall try to describe to you the transcendental pastimes of Vishnu as far as my knowledge is concerned. As the birds fly in the sky, as far as their capacity allows, so do the learned devotees describe the Lord as far as their realization allows. Report by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Absolute Truth is unlimited. No living being can know about the unlimited by his limited capacity. The Lord is impersonal personal and localized. By his impersonal feature, he is all-pervading Brahman. By his localized feature, he is present in everyone's heart as the super soul. And by his ultimate personal feature, he is the object of the transcendental loving service by his fortunate associates, the pure devotees. The pastimes of the Lord in different features can only be estimated partly by the great learned devotees. So Srila Sutta Goswami has rightly taken this position in describing the pastimes of the Lord as far as he has realized. Factually, only the Lord himself can describe himself. And his learned devotee can describe him as far as the Lord gives him the power of description. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Swami translation and purport to text 23, chapter 18, canto 1 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sutta Goswami has been requested to explain the science of the Srimad Bhagavatam, to explain the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. So in response, he explains that he'll try to explain the transcendental pastimes of Vishnu as far as his capacity allows. The Lord's pastimes are unlimited. Ananta Sesha, the transcendental snake, incarnation of the Lord, who has hundreds and thousands of heads, is not able to explain all of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, even with thousands of heads. Even in one day of the Lord's pastimes, Ananta Sesha cannot find the end of the Lord's transcendental glory. So, it is quite reasonable that Sutta Goswami is qualified, that he can only explain the glories and pastimes of the Lord up to the capacity that the Lord blesses him with. This is the proper attitude for a devotee. Here we can understand the difference between the Lord and the devotee. The Lord knows everything about himself completely. And the devotee knows as much about the Lord as the Lord has revealed to the devotee. The non-devotee cannot know the Lord in truth at all. Vastavamavajanati. Without being a devotee of the Lord, no one can know Krishna. So the devotee knows that I don't know everything about Krishna. How is it possible? Krishna is unlimited. I only know as much about Krishna as Krishna has revealed to me. Srila Prabhupada explained that on this planet, our Srimad Bhagavatam is 18,000 verses. But in the higher planetary system, they have a Srimad Bhagavatam with 200,000 verses, which is more than 11 times the size. So, the Lord's pastimes are actually unlimited. And still, even though we may not know everything about the Lord, whatever we know is all relishable. Srila Prabhupada gave the example from the Vedas that anywhere you bite into a ripe mango, it's sweet and juicy. So although we may not know all the unlimited pastimes of the Lord, whichever pastimes we know are all transcendental, full of nectar, full of bliss, full of knowledge. So within the Lord, everything is included. Within the personality of Godhead, the Paramatma, as well as the impersonal Brahman, are all included. One doesn't need to separately endeavor to realize other aspects of the Absolute Truth. One should directly go for realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And automatically, one realizes all the other aspects of Godhead, of the Param Brahma. In modern science, the scientists are becoming more and more expert. We have heard recently how the Bhaktivedanta Institute has been preaching to famous scientists of this world. They are trying to categorize and explain all the natural phenomena of this world. How does the brain work? How does the body work? How does the physical nature operate? What are the different elements? Etc., 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 and going on and on, knowing all the laws that govern nature. Every time a new insight, a new category of matter, or some new theory is substantiated or found, then there's a very big fanfare. People are very happy. There's a new scientific discovery. But in the Vedas it explains that even if a scientist can know every single atom in the entire universe comprised of millions and millions of stars and planets, still one can never know all the transcendental qualities of the Lord. In their narrow vision, the scientists are looking for new frontiers. They see the ocean, the depth of the ocean, as a new frontier yet to be fully discovered. The depth of outer space as a frontier. They're looking for new frontiers. But why don't they look in the frontier of the Absolute Truth? All the great thinkers, all the great sages, they were coming forward not to hear how many categories were there simply of material elements. They wanted to know the overall picture. What is the total truth? The absolute truth. Ultimately, they want to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead from who is the fountainhead of everything. This is the highest science. The person who realizes absolute truth is the greatest scientist. But the process is not exactly the same as one would employ to investigate insects and leaves and atoms and so on. In order to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we need to realize through the self, through our spiritual vision. That spiritual vision is given by Krishna. Sutta Goswami could speak only if he was given the mercy to speak. His father, O Maharshana, due to his impure mentality, he was deprived of the mercy to speak on the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sutta Goswami, his son, was given that opportunity. We should take it as the causeless mercy of the Lord if we are able to engage in devotional service. We should take it as the causeless mercy of the Lord, if we're able to glorify Him, to explain to someone about the transcendental glories of the Lord. Sometimes neophyte devotees, who in their immature state of their devotional service, decide to abandon the nectar of devotional service for chewing the truth in the material world. Again, then they sometimes criticize that what has the Krishna conscious movement done for me materially. I didn't get my college degree, or I didn't get this, or I didn't get that. It's very unfortunate And we need to understand from the very beginning that the Krishna conscious movement is giving us the greatest thing. If we want to get a college degree, we go to college. If we want to get a technical degree, we go to a technical school. If we want to get love of Godhead, if we want to get freedom from the cycle of birth and death, if we want to get transcendental knowledge, if we want to engage eternally in pure devotional service, then we come to the Krishna consciousness movement. And this is what we get. Of course, this is the highest benediction. There's nothing higher than that. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to give the mercy which was not available anywhere else. You may find so many universities offering degrees, but how many places will you find someone who will free people from the cycle of birth and death, engage them in pure devotional service, and give them the highest benediction of love for Krishna? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted that this message be spread all over the world. This is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 9. Jayo Jayo Si Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jayo Jayo Si Chaitanya Jayo Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Atoi Sava Phala Deho Jare Tare. Atoi Sava Phala Deho Jare Tare. Kaya Hok Loka Jara Amore. Translation. Distribute this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Let people eat these fruits and ultimately become free from old age and death. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Krishna consciousness movement introduced by Lord Chaitanya is extremely important because one who takes to it becomes eternal, being freed from birth, death, and old age. People do not recognize that the real distresses in life are the four principles of birth, death, old age, and disease. They are so foolish that they resign themselves to these four miseries, not knowing the transcendental remedy of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Simply by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one can become free from all misery. But because they are enchanted by the illusory energy, people do not take this movement seriously. Therefore, those who are actually servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must seriously distribute this movement all over the world to render the greatest benefit to human society. Of course, animals and lower species are not capable of understanding this movement. But if even a small number of living beings take it seriously by their chanting loudly, all living entities, including even trees, animals, and other species, will be benefited. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Haridas Thakur how he was to benefit living entities other than human beings, Srila Haridas Thakur replied that the Hare Krishna mantra is so potent that if it is chanted loudly, everyone will benefit, including the lower species of life. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to flood, wants to see the whole world flooded in Krishna consciousness. He wants this Krishna consciousness movement spread. Because of his desire, Srila Prabhupada was empowered to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Because of Lord Chaitanya's desire, Krishna consciousness is continuing to spread all over the world. And because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental desire, the whole world will one day be flooded with Krishna consciousness. Nitai Gaura Vimanandi Srila Prabhupada explained that sometimes here in Mayapur there is Ganges flood, and that this flood actually signifies that from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, where the Harinam Sankirtan movement began, the Sankirtan movement, the Krishna consciousness movement, should flood the entire world with Krishna consciousness. Here, devotees have come this year, not only from all over the Western world, not only from the Southern Hemisphere, also from Russia and all the Eastern countries. And this reunion with our beloved spiritual brothers and sisters from the what used to be behind the Iron Curtain, as you know it in the West, or from the Soviet and Eastern Bloc countries, this is certainly given all of us unlimited happiness and further enhanced our appreciation of the power and glory of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. Certainly at this festival, in this great reunion under the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, of all of the Krishna conscious devotees from representing different yatras from all over the world, we want the special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indeed flood the whole world with Srila Prabhupada's books, flood the whole world with Krishna consciousness. When Lord Chaitanya first a season in the winter, like now in the spring, she started to rise within her banks. And the people were astonished. Why is the Ganges starting to flood in the dry season? We're seeing in this festival, somehow it's constantly raining. Certainly everything in Mayapur Dham has significance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants that the whole world be showered with the transcendental mercy of Krishna consciousness, and that the whole world be flooded with Srila Prabhupada's books. But when the Ganges knew that Lord Chaitanya was coming, as a small child coming to bathe, she started to just rise up on the bank. When the Lord touched her lotus feet, touched her transcendental waters, she was in complete ecstasy. When the Lord submerged himself in her water, who can explain her ecstasy? Just to get the touch of the lotus feet of Vishnu. When he delivered Bali Maharaj, Ganges is considered the Charanamrita of the Lord. What to speak of when the Lord personally came, bathed in her waters, swam in her waters, completely submerged himself within her spiritual waters. The Ganges was experiencing unlimited spiritual bliss. Sometimes, when the Lord would leave the Ganges, she would purposely make her waves move so she could get one more touch of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. One time, the Ganges became so ecstatic and having the association with the Lord. There was one Brahmin. He was a great devotee of Mother Ganges. And he would every day do arati to the Ganges, offer flowers, offer puja. He had a little grass hut built by the side of the Ganges. Something like Prabhupada's Bhajan Kuti, where we live here by the side of the Ganges and Jalangi River. That Brahmin, he saw Chaitanya as a child, as a small child for the first time, seeing child Chaitanya, he couldn't take his eyes from him. He was just glued. How beautiful a form. Who is this person? Why am I feeling so attracted to this child? And then as baby Chaitanya was by the side of the Ganges, other Brahmins and other, they were somehow in a distant place doing their prayers, chanting the holy name to the Ganges, offering their worship. But all of a sudden, the Ganges was moving, trying to just, the Lord was standing by the side of the Ganges, waves are coming, trying to touch the lotus feet of the Lord. Then finally, all of a sudden, the Brahmin was watching, why, it's a calm day, there's no wind, why waves are coming? And he's just observing, and he can't stop looking at the baby form of Chaitanya. All of a sudden, he sees come from the water, the personified form of Mother Ganges. She comes out and offers her obeisances to the Lord, offers prayers to the Lord, and the Lord smiles over the Mother Ganges. The Brahmin was daily worshipping the Ganges. He never even hoped that ever he could see the personal form of Mother Ganges, just to worship her water, worship her in her river form. He was so overjoyed with that. But to be able to actually see the personified form of the Ganges, which only the very great and rare saints have ever been able to see, he was completely stunned and fell unconscious on the ground. Then the Ganges, she went back into her water and just remained in her water form. In this way, the Ganges has got so many transcendental pastimes with the Lord. We should understand here in Mayapur, even though sometimes it floods, this is also a transcendental pastime of the Ganges. Even when it doesn't rain, sometimes she would flood to get the dust from the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. It's part of the Leela of Mayapur Dham. It has always been like that. It always will be that. It is one of the glories of Navadvip Mayapur Dham. Actually, one of the reasons why the Ganges is giving here in the holy Dham and everywhere love for Krishna, love for Vishnu. One time, Lord Mahesha, he was leading a kirtan, chanting the holy names, and Narada Muni was playing on his tambura as Veena, and accompanying with the drum was Ganesha. The three of them were playing a huge kirtan, and Mahadeva, in his kirtan, he was so ecstatic that the whole universe started to vibrate. And finally, in the ecstatic kirtan being performed by Mahesha, Narad, and Ganesha, all of a sudden, Vishnu himself appeared. He said, I cannot maintain myself. I cannot even, in the ecstasy of your kirtan. Actually, by your kirtan, you have caused part of me to melt in love. Your loving devotion has caused this pure love to melt in a water form. That form of melted pure love is the holy river Ganges. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya, when he came here, the Ganges, seeing the most merciful Lord, she became even more and more ecstatic. So now, just as the Mother Ganges is purifying the world, we found in the purport, rather in the introduction to Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, that the Ganges is the nectar coming from the lotus feet of the Lord, but the Bhagavad Gita is the nectar coming from the lotus lips of the Lord. Therefore, bathing in the vibration of the Bhagavad Gita, we can understand how purifying that is. Similarly, the glories of the Lord, which is the nectar of the Lord coming from the lips of Suta Goswami and other great acharyas and devotees in our line, that nectar of the Bhagavad is also completely purifying for the whole world. So the more that people are bathing, whether here directly in Mayapur Dham, in Mother Ganges, or in the Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya Charitamrita classes all over the world, or while reading Srila Prabhupada's books in their home, they're all bathing in that nectar. And that will awaken their spiritual desire, their spiritual consciousness. So Sutta Goswami here has mentioned to glorify the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. We can understand the vibration of glorifying those transcendental pastimes are not different from the Ganges. They are also purifying nectar flow, which can awaken our love for Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his desire was that this transcendental vibration, this flow of nectar, should encompass the entire world. Why should there be anyone who doesn't get that nectar? Actually, so many avatars have come. They have killed sinful, demoniac people. What other incarnation, what other avatar is there who has invited the sinful people to come and get delivered? Who has absorbed unlimited sins simply to give people pure love of Godhead? There's no avatar as merciful as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Avatari. Therefore, we have the greatest benediction by Srila Prabhupada's mercy to be able to be part of this Krishna consciousness movement. Instead of we become bewildered, attracted by the illusory energy, and we start to see the glitter and glare of the material world as something permanent, as something which can give happiness. What foolishness! What happiness is there in the material world? Naam bina kichu nahi ko aaj chhod bhuvan magic. It's like a desert. The whole world is just like a dry desert in the vision of the devotees, because there's no nectar of Krishna. But when you add Krishna consciousness, just like adding water in the desert, then the desert itself can become a garden. You add Krishna consciousness to this world, which is dry like a desert, where people are simply going through the cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. You add the nectar of Krishna consciousness, and the whole world can become a beautiful paradise. This is the gift that Srila Prabhupada has given to the world. He has actually brought to the Western world the most valuable thing, the most valuable gift. So, here, just as all the devotees, after preaching in various parts of the world, we are able to come together and reunite. This reuniting with the devotees is something so special. It's actually even attractive for Lord Chaitanya. He liked to be united with his devotees. When the devotees would come from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, walking all the way, one time they came and Lord Chaitanya was going in procession with Jagannath to the Narendra Sarovar in Puri. At that time, the devotees of Lord Chaitanya could hear the kirtan in the distance, and so they started to go quickly. The men were ahead, they were their wives, women were behind. They were going, they couldn't see Lord Chaitanya. All of a sudden, just in front of them, in the distance, they could see Jagannath procession going. They could see Lord Chaitanya and his associates doing kirtan. And immediately, seeing Lord Chaitanya, they started to chant, "Hidai Gaur Bivarandi, Hari 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 Vo, Hari Vo, Hari Vo." And they paid their prostrate obeisances. And Lord Chaitanya, he saw all the devotees have come. And immediately, Lord Chaitanya went with his associates and they met with those devotees and they were embracing. Lord Chaitanya embracing Advaita Gosai, different devotees embracing. having paid their obeisances to each other, of embracing. And then in the back, the Maharajis, they were seeing Lord Chaitanya, and in their hearts they were embracing his lotus feet in respect, in love. In this way, everyone was crying in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya was crying, all the associates were crying, they were all crying with extreme transcendental joy to be reunited with the devotee. So this reuniting is a special ecstasy that Srila Prabhupada has given, although we may not be so pure to equally appreciate. But actually, as we advance, we are continually advancing in Krishna consciousness. This was explained by one of the speakers, how everyone in the Krishna consciousness movement is advancing. I completely agreed with that statement in the class, with one exception. That was myself. I was wondering why everyone is advancing except for me. I can see how all of the devotees are advancing, but I seem to always be in the rut. So I'm just praying that all the devotees will have your mercy upon me, so that I can also advance in Krishna consciousness. But actually, how the devotees are all coming together, this is something very, very special. We cannot imagine how special it is. It's something that gives Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, gives Srila Prabhupada extreme pleasure. If we gather together to chant Hare Krishna, to discuss Krishna Katha, to engage in devotional service, to make strategies how to spread this message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world, how to protect the movement of Krishna consciousness from any attack of Maya. These are all transcendental aspects of Krishna consciousness which are very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, I was asked to write an article for ISKCON Journal, but it didn't get included because there were so many other articles and mine was too long as usual. But it was about the history of the GBC and our movement. And in the research I found that Sri Jiva Goswami, he had inaugurated the Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. The Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha was re-established by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we can see that actually Srila Prabhupada, he is continuing this Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. Of course, maybe not everyone knows Sanskrit well enough to know what Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha means. Vishwa means universal. Vishwa Vaishnava, you all know, means the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. Raja means the king, and Sabha means the assembly. Yeah. So this was explained by our previous acharya, that who is the king? The king is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu king. Yeah. He is the Lord of all the Vaishnavas, Krishna or Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And his vast congregation of devotees, they are the Sabha, you see. They are all the members of the Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. Amongst them, there is the Bhatta Raj, like the Prime Minister, is Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is manifesting the desire of the Lord into the world. And that is protected by other representative leaders or Prime Ministers in the disciplic succession. Someone may be Agrani. That means that amongst the assembly, he's taking a leading role in pushing on this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's taking some responsibility. Every devotee is a member. Every devotee should be taking responsibility up to their capacity. Just as Sutta Goswami said, I'll try to speak the glories of the Lord's pastimes up to my capacity. Just like a bird can fly in the sky up to his capacity, up to the realization I've got, I'll try to explain the glories of the Lord. up to our each individual capacity. We should be trying to take as much responsibility, as much of the burden from Srila Prabhupada for, and Lord Chaitanya, for spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And because, in fact, the devotees are taking this very seriously, taking up this responsibility, therefore, all over the world, this Krishna conscious movement is expanding. No one can say it's due to one person. It's due to the mercy coming down from the previous acharyas to Srila Prabhupada, to all of the devotees. But some, by the mercy of the Lord, they're taking apparently more responsibility. But everyone needs to take responsibility to their capacity. Those who are leading in taking capacity, they are considered, according to the Jiva Goswami, Agrani, and someone who is very prominent, he is also Patra Raj, or representing the Raja. We see that Srila Prabhupada is the Patra Raj, Founder Acharya of Lord Chaitanya's branch, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and he's given us this special mandate to see that this branch itself spreads all over the entire world and gives a shade to everyone. So, just as in the Vaishnava Raj Sabha at the time of the six Goswamis, it describes the six Goswamis, Bhugarva Prabhu, Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, many other similar very exalted Vaishnavas, they would actually sit together, discuss Krishna conscious topics, and give direction to all the Vaishnavas. They may not have, they did that. It was, in their own sense, it was a type of governing body, but it was something done spontaneously by the senior Vaishnavas. And this tradition was already there. It's been handed down. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said in his Namaharta that there will be a panchayat, or a governing body which will meet in camera, and whatever decision they make, this will be considered non-different from Nityananda's instruction. He said that the senior Vaishnava, they'll meet together on basis of Sadhu, Shastra and Guru. They should come to the proper Siddhanta and decision. That will be blessed by Nityananda Prabhu. And this way it is handed down to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who said to govern the Gaudiya Math by governing body. They didn't follow it for very long, but Prabhupada re-established that we are going on, although we are not able to do perfectly. There are so many errors, no doubt, in every activity, but we're trying to do according to this desire of Rupa Goswami, of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and of course our own Founder Acharya, who is the funnel for all the mercy of the previous Acharyas for us, is Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki? So, we can see how the whole Krishna conscious movement is designed by Srila Prabhupada, is all part of the plan of the Lord. And coming it together, this is also a plan of the Lord. In conclusion, I just like to explain some of the details how Lord Chaitanya also, after he started the Sankirtan movement, he started to come together with different devotees. As you know, Nityananda Prabhu was traveling all over India, and he had completely covered the entire India, even maybe more than once. And he was waiting in Vrindavan. All the deers were coming and licking his body. They were so happy that Balaram was back in Vrindavan. But all of a sudden, Nityananda Prabhu got the vision that now the Lord is waiting for me. Now he has begun the Sankirtan movement. Now it's time for me to go. So then Nityananda Prabhu, he came to Navadvip Dham. He came and he stayed in the house of Nandana Acharya. At that time, Lord Chaitanya called all his devotees. Gauranga called everyone and said, my eternal counterpart, my eternal associate, my brother, My spiritual brother, he is here. Now in Navadvip, you go out and find him. So he sent all of the devotees, and they were looking. What is his name? Nityananda. So they're going everywhere looking. Where is Nityananda? They're going this part of the city, that part, every going door to door knocking. Hello? Is Nityananda here? Nityananda, we don't know any Nityananda. They went on, next. And finally they're going the whole day, the whole afternoon, the whole evening. Finally they're going even in the night. Hello, is there any Nityananda? Nityananda, what are you doing? It's late at night. What's wrong with you, followers of Gauranga? Don't you let people sleep? So finally they couldn't look anymore. People were getting angry. They're waking them up from their sleep. They all went back to Lord Chaitanya. They hadn't found Gauranga. Excuse me. They hadn't found Lord Nityananda. They went and they told him, we failed. We looked everywhere. We couldn't find him. Then Lord Gauranga, he thought for a minute, said, yes, of course. You cannot find him. He is the Lord. No one can find the Lord by looking for him. The Lord can only be found if he reveals himself. Those who are seekers of God, they cannot find God by looking. You find the Lord by practicing devotional service and the Lord reveals himself. We know this is the actual philosophy. So Lord Chaitanya revealed this to his followers. You are looking for Nityananda Prabhu, how you'll find him? He'll only be found if he reveals himself. But then Lord Chaitanya, he said, but I can find him. He cannot hide from me. Of course, because Lord Chaitanya himself is the Lord. So how can the Lord hide from the Lord? So he said, tomorrow you'll go and I will find him. So the next day in the morning, Lord Gauranga, he went with all of his associates and they were chanting. And he's going around the city of Navadvip. Probably he just chanted right here, right over this place where we're sitting, because he went from here over a few hundred meters to the south, maybe 200 or 300. And there is the house of Nandana Acharya. So then Lord Chaitanya and his associates, they went right into the courtyard of Nandana Acharya's house. There Nityananda Prabhu was seated. When he heard the kirtan, he had already jumped up. His hairs were standing on end in ecstasy. Said, is that my Lord? Is that Gauranga? And then all of a sudden Gauranga came in, his golden form, with garland, tears in his eyes, surrounded by his associates. There was Gauranga, there was Nityananda, the Devas. They were seeing Krishna and Balaram united again. Gauranga and Nityananda united. They're playing dundumi drums, showering flowers from the sky. The whole heavens were making transcendental vibrations. Lord Nityananda, he said, Gauranga! Nityananda, then Gauranga saw, Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda! They ran to each other and they just embraced, tears pouring from their eyes. The devotees were all chanting, Harivo! 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 They are coming mad, they're rolling in the ground, they're pulling their hair, they don't know what to do. So much ecstasy was coming, just radiating from the bodies of Gauranga and Nityananda. And then the two eternal brothers, they started to do kirtan, and they went into the ecstatic kirtan to the entire Navadvip. For the first time, all the Mayapur Nivasis, they could see Gaur and Nityananda chanting together in ecstasy, chanting with all the associates. They said, who is this? We knew Gauranga, we knew Nimai. Now who is this transcendental figure, so beautiful, so wonderful? And this way, Nitai and Gaur, they gave their mercy, uniting here in Mayapur Dham.
Jai
Gaur Nita! Jai Gaur Nita! Then, doesn't end there. Then, Lord Chaitanya took Nityananda, said, come with me to my home. I want you to meet my mother, Sachi. As soon as he came to the house, there, Mother Sachi, she saw, immediately she felt in her heart, Vishwarup,
I feel that this is my Vishwarup. The elder brother of Lord Chaitanya had left and taken sannyas. Lord Chaitanya, he went, told his mother, yes, he is actually Vishwarup come again in this form. And then Mother Sachi, she went, Vishwarup! And then went to, then, what, shh, don't tell anyone. This is a secret. Then she went over and she just wanted, she just saw Nityananda, she felt so much love. She said, I had one son here, now I have two. You are my son. And then Nityananda paid his prostrate obeisances to Mother Sachi. Yes, I am accepting you as my mother today. And she just went and embraced as her son. In this way, Nita and Gaur were so many ways confirmed as brother. Actually, Vishwarup is expansion of Sankarsana, who is expansion of Balaram. So actually, it's true that Nityananda is non-different from Vishwarup. So in this way, Mother Sachi, she is so ecstatic to be with Nityananda and Gauranga that day she was just completely in ecstasy and she wanted to cook them a big feast of Krishna Prasad. So tomorrow, also we want to prepare a big feast for Nitai Gaur here on Lord Chaitanya's birthday, and already they're cooking today. Anyway, that's all in the tradition. So we can see how this is a place where the Lord and His devotees also would become united, they come together. So today we're all together. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur ki, Gopi Mandi. Couldn't hear it. How do we meet the other principle? That will take about a few days and weeks. Of course, it's a very, each one is a whole history in itself. Even how he met Srivas for the first time after starting the Bhakti movement. They met before, but when they met and he was in his prema mood, he was in the mood of giving the Krishna prema, there's a special meaning. Just like it's a whole chapter in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how Lord Chaitanya met Ramananda Rai, how they sat and discussed. Actually, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is discussion how Lord Chaitanya met different devotees. It's meeting and separation. When we meet, we are feeling spiritual happiness. As we become closer together by serving the same Lord, why we are brought together, we have one unifying objective. We all want to see that Prabhupada, the previous Acharyas, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his associates, They're pleased. We're all trying to please the Lord. Because the single objective is there. Everyone is united. Although everyone is diverse, doing different services with different qualities, but they're all serving with one objective. So while we're serving together, we become more and more unified. And then when we have to go out, we feel separation. We feel a vacuum. Actually, in Mayapur, after the devotees leave, is an empty feeling. Actually, we have to really preach to keep the devotees here. There's such an empty feeling after having all these so many wonderful Vaishnavas that when they all leave to Vrindavan and to go back to their preaching field, it's such a separation mood here in Mayapur. Everyone just wants to go somewhere and be with the devotees again. I think to describe how Lord Chaitanya met with all the devotees, that we have to read the entire Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavata, Chaitanya Mangal, and a few other books to give that answer. So please forgive us. I cannot only give Nitai and Gaur today. Any other questions? That is explained by Prabhupada in one of the purports of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The question was that there's some kind of flood of the river Ganges in Mayapur. How is that a transcendental leela? It has a transcendental significance. Whatever the Ganges does is her leela. But it has also a significance. Prabhupada said, as I explained earlier, in the purport of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that since Mayapur is the birth of the Sankirtan movement, the birthplace of the Sankirtan movement in this world, this is the place where Lord Chaitanya started the Sankirtan movement. But if the Ganges floods here, she's indicating a need for giving more effort in inundating the world with the Sankirtan movement. It's very interesting that just after ISKCON got this land in 1971, there was inundation. In 1978, there was inundation. I think you all know what happened in 1971, why there was a need to inundate the world. After Srila Prabhupada left the world, we had to really endeavor to inundate the world to remain fixed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Then, in this way, again the next flood came in 87. It was also a historical year in our movement. So, even we can see in the last three major floods, it all coincided with particular moments in ISKCON when we also needed some special purification. But I won't go to the limit that this is the only, that this has made, that is something which I realize that it coincides. But we cannot limit it that it only means this much. But what Srila Prabhupada said, it means she's giving indication, flood the world more intensely. You're not flooding it enough. So please, everyone, preach, flood the world very seriously, and then I'm sure that here in Mayapur, we won't have so many floods. Yes? One year, no, this, I don't know exactly what you're referring to, but Lord Chaitanya, when he was in Golok Vrindavan, before coming here, when Narada Muni went to see him, to request him to come down, there were several, besides here, Advaita Gosai was requesting, Narada Muni personally went there and requested. At that time, Lord Chaitanya said that I'm going to a flood everything with Krishna praying, but I'm personally going to preach and flood India. But later, for distant lands where there are many sinful people may have escaped my mercy flood, I'll send my Senapati Bhakta, my commanding general, devotee. He will come and he'll flood the rest of the world with my Sankirtan movement, Srila Prabhupada ki! This is not something we're saying today. This is recorded 450 years ago. This was revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sarup Damodar, recorded and written down in the Chaitanya Mangal. So this is something which is already there 450 years ago, explaining that someone will come, he'll be Senapati Bhakta, he'll be a commanding general devotee who will come and he'll deliver the rest of the world. And Lord Srila Prabhupada always said that my responsibility is not to preach in India. I was specifically given the responsibility to deliver the rest of the world. But he said, I also did something in India, because how could I stand by and see India go down in spirituality when the rest of the world is becoming Krishna conscious more and more. So then this is special, personal thing I'm doing, although I was ordered specifically to do the rest of the world. Any other questions? you remain doubtful about the Krishna conscious movement. Why does one remain doubtful about the Krishna conscious movement? Due to ignorance, due to a lack of understanding, we have doubts. You go in a dark room, you feel doubtful. Where is the chair? Where is the bed? Where will I step on something? Due to lack of knowledge, you have doubt and fear. You turn the light on, there's no more fear. The only reason, the only thing separating someone from having full faith in Krishna consciousness is full knowledge. Therefore, it's so important to read Srila Prabhupada's books and to practice Krishna consciousness. Just by reading alone, we will not be able to fully digest all of the knowledge. Srila Prabhupada explained that by serving in devotional service, this increases our spiritual appetite and digestive capacity to be able to digest the Krishna conscious philosophy. Digestion meaning to realize it. So, if someone has doubt, this is due to lack of understanding of Krishna consciousness. Lack of understanding may be due to offenses, may be due to being very neophyte, may be due to various reasons. Lack of proper understanding, lack of devotional service, so on and so forth. But by practicing Krishna consciousness through the process of sadhana bhakti, then gradually all the doubts are eradicated and then we become fixed, nishta, nishtavan bhakta. We become a fixed up devotee. We don't have any more doubts in the Krishna consciousness movement. We fully believe that yes, the Krishna consciousness movement is the solution for the world, is the greatest benediction of the Lord. We come to that understanding. That is the basic understanding one needs to be an empowered preacher, to be act as a spiritual master in the movement. One has to come up to the point of nishtavan, believing in a Krishna conscious movement. Now there are many people who don't have faith in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. They're not nishtavan. And some of them, they start to speculate and create their own concocted doctrines. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he explained when I was studying this in this one article about Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. He re-inaugurated that 4 years after Bhaktivinoda Thakur disappeared from the planet. And he said so long Bhaktivinoda Thakur was in the planet, everything was very nectarian. He kept away he was fighting against all the bogus doctrines, and he kept fully as a lotus flower bud. There was the flower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prema bhakti. But he find after he left that the preaching went on and that flower even blossomed more. It actually opened up and the fragrance started to spread far and wide, and it started to uplift more and more people. But at the same time, now we see that there are devotees who are not having faith in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's real teaching. So they are including their own speculation. And in the dress of devotees, they are actually preaching doctrines which are against the principles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, actually, they are like insects, like worms, trying to eat the flower, the lotus flower of Lord Chaitanya's Prema Bhakti Sankirtan movement. And because of their attacking this lotus flower, the scent is being hampered from spreading far and wide. So all sincere followers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said at that time, we have to get rid of all these insects which are chewing on the lotus flower and